Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas Ouellette. I'm the founder and president of Ouellette Wealth Management Group in Lexington, Mass. And this is the 2015 Annual Market Review. Overview. Volatility may best describe the equities market for the majority of 2015, as they were impacted by economic stress in China and Greece, coupled with underwhelming corporate earnings reports, falling oil prices, and terrorist attacks here and abroad. While some economic sectors, such as housing and labor, offered favorable news, others, including exports and wages, showed little in the way of positive movement. Nevertheless, despite inflation running below the Fed's target rate of 2%, there were enough signs of overall economic growth to prompt the Federal Open Market Committee to raise interest rates in December for the first time since 2006. Of the indexes listed below, only the NASDAQ posted a year-on-year gain. Not even a fourth quarter rally could bring the other indices into positive territory for the year. Nevertheless, the fourth quarter saw gains in large caps as the S&P 500 finished up 6.45%, while the Dow closed the quarter up 7.0%. Even the global Dow gained a little over 4.0% for the quarter. U.S. Treasuries saw prices fall during the quarter as the yield on the 10-year Treasury bond jumped 22 basis points for the quarter. Oil prices, West Texas Intermediate, continued to fall, dropping from $46.36 a barrel at the end of the quarter to $37.07 per barrel at the end of the fourth quarter. Gold, meanwhile, also felt the effects of the global economy, finishing the fourth quarter at roughly $1,060.50 an ounce, compared to $1,114.50 an ounce at the end of the prior quarter. Finally, not all falling values were necessarily bad, as the average retail price of a gallon of regular gasoline fell 29 cents to $2.03 at the end of the quarter. For the year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down 2.23%, the NASDAQ finished up 5.73%, the S&P 500 ended the year down 0.73%, while the small-cap Russell 2000 index lost 5.71% and the global Dow lost 6.60%. The Fed funds rate ended the year at 0.50%, which was 0.25% higher than it began the year, and the 10-year Treasury ended the year yielding 2.26%, which was an increase in yield of 0.09% for 2015. These numbers reflect price changes, not total return, because it does not include dividends or splits. It should not be used to benchmark performance of specific investments. Snapshot 2015, the markets. Equities. It was a roller coaster ride in the equities markets in 2015. After a lackluster start, domestic equity spent much of the year riding a wave of peaks and valleys to ultimately close the year short of where they started. Anticipation of a federal interest rate hike influenced the markets, as did global economies, particularly in China and Greece. Favorable labor and unemployment figures pushed the markets higher, only to see them recede with news of poor exports, stagnant inflation, mediocre earnings reports, and falling oil prices. While the close of 2014 saw several of the major indices listed here post double-digit returns, 2015 found only the NASDAQ finishing ahead of its 2014 close, up 5.73%. The Dow lost 2.2%, the first time it posted negative annual returns since 2008, while the S&P 500 fell 0.7% following three straight years of double-digit gains. The Russell 2000 and Global Dow took the biggest year-on-year hits, finishing down 5.71% and 6.6% respectively. Bonds. Long-term bond yields ticked up only moderately at the close of 2015, confounding those who expected the yield on 10-year treasuries to rise toward 3% by the end of the year, especially with the interest rate increase announced by the Fed early in December. Instead, the yield on 10-year treasuries closed 2015 at 2.26%, compared to the 2014 closing yield of 2.17%. A strong dollar, continued uncertainty surrounding the global economy, and low inflation made treasury debt an appealing investment choice, keeping bond prices up and yields down. Oil. As oil-producing countries flooded the market, oil prices remained below $40 a barrel. While falling energy stocks had an effect on the stock market, the plunge in oil prices helped fatten consumers' wallets, with prices at the pump hovering around $2 a gallon for regular gasoline. Currencies. Falling oil prices, coupled with the expectation of higher interest rates, helped boost the U.S. dollar, which continued to rise over the course of the year. The U.S. dollar index, a measure of the dollar relative to the currencies of most U.S. major trading partners, gained about 9% over its December 31, 2014 closing value. The dollar also benefited from interest rates abroad, some of which were even lower than those for treasuries. The strong dollar raised new concerns that countries and foreign corporations hurt by lower oil prices might have trouble repaying debt in currencies that were substantially weaker against the U.S. dollar. Gold. With inflation hovering below 2%, gold, historically seen as a hedge against inflation, saw its value drop throughout the year, posting its third consecutive annual loss. The precious metal ended the year at roughly $1,060.50, about $120 below its value at the close of 2014. The economy. Employment. Improvement in the U.S. job market was slow but steady. The unemployment rate ended the year at 5%, lower than the 5.6% rate at the close of 2014. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, over the past 12 months, the unemployment rate and the number of unemployed persons was down by 0.8% and 1.1 million, respectively. Over the prior 12 months, total non-farm payroll employment averaged a monthly gain of 237,000, adding 2.3 million jobs. Over the year, average hourly earnings have risen by 2.3% to about $25.25 per hour. GDP. Challenging weather, a strengthening dollar, and lower oil prices slowed growth in the first quarter of 2015 to 0.6%. Economic growth in the second quarter expanded at an annual rate of 3.9% on the strength of increased personal spending. However, the latest figures for the third quarter showed growth is once again slowing down to an annual rate of 2.0% as consumers and business spending figures were revised downward. Inflation. Inflation remained below the Fed's stated target rate of 2%, but indications are that it is expanding, although at a very slow pace. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the All Items Index rose 0.5% from November 2014 to November 2015, the largest 12-month increase since the 12-month period ending December 2014. The Food Index rose 1.3% over the span, while the Energy Index declined 14.7%. The index for all items less food and energy rose 2%, its largest 12-month price increase since the 12 months ending May 2014. The Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, relied upon by the Fed as an important indicator of inflationary trends, sat at 1.3% for the year, giving no clear indication that it will approach the Fed's 2.0% target rate. Housing. The housing market has been relatively strong for much of the year. However, the latest figures from the National Association of Realtors show that sales of existing homes fell in November by 10% compared to October, and the year-on-year rate of existing home sales is minus 3.8%. This is the first such decrease since September 2014. The median price for the existing homes in November was $220,300, which is a 6.3% increase above November 2014. The number of new home sales in November 2015 increased 9.1% compared to the number of sales in November 2014. The median sales price of new households sold in November 2015 was $305,000, and the average sales price was $374,900, compared to $302,700 and $358,800, respectively, in November 2014. Manufacturing. Manufacturing and industrial production have not been consistently strong sectors this year. The Federal Reserve's monthly index of industrial production was down 1.2% from November 2014 to November 2015. In addition, the latest report from the Census Bureau shows orders for all durable goods in the first 11 months of 2015 fell 3.7% on the year. Imports and exports. For the year, the goods and services deficit increased $22.2 billion periods in 2014. Exports decreased $84.7 billion, or 4.3%. Imports decreased $62.5 billion, or 2.6%. Low prices for oil held down imports, while the continued strength of the dollar was a key factor in the year's sluggish export sector, leading to weak demand abroad. International markets. For most of 2015, economic problems overseas impacted the United States and contributed to the Fed's caution with raising interest rates. Though the European Central Bank extended its program of buying bonds, cut a key interest rate to negative 0.2%, and passed measures intended to pressure banks to lend more, the Eurozone economy grew at an annual rate of just 1.2%, with unemployment sitting at 10.7% and inflation at an annual rate of only 0.1%. Greece began the year electing an anti-austerity prime minister, saw its economy contract to the point where its bank and stock markets were forced to shut down, then agreed to more intense austerity measures to help support its economy. China had experienced an average annual growth rate of 10%. However, 2015 saw China's economy grow at a much slower rate of about 7%, prompting several government-backed measures intended to support growth. Eye on the year ahead. As the year came to a close, the Fed finally raised interest rates based on some favorable economic news, particularly on the labor front and to a somewhat lesser extent in the housing market. The Fed is expected to consider 3 to 4 more rate increases during 2016. However, falling oil prices, inflationary trends that have been less than robust, poor manufacturing and production numbers, and a glaring weakness in exports could impact whether additional rate hikes are in the offing for 2016. Well, that pretty much summarizes the 2015 annual market review. As always, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, feel free to reach out to me, Thomas Ouellette, by my email at tom@ouellettewealth.com, or check out our website at owmonline.com, or call us at 781-861-0766. Please note that's a new email address, tom@ouellettewealth.com. We look forward to a new year. Take care.